Okay, today, this evening, we are celebrating a very important feast, the Feast of Christmas. Okay, you know that name. But to put it very simply, it's the feast of the birthday of Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. So we're talking not about an ordinary human being, we're talking about God, who loved us so much that he came down from heaven to become a human being to show you and me how much he loved us by showing us the way to heaven. So think of it this way. God came down from heaven so that we could go up to heaven. So that's what we're celebrating. Now, what song do you sing on a birthday?
Happy birthday.
Should we sing it to Jesus? All right, let's do it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Very good. Now, isn't it the custom that when somebody celebrates a birthday, you bring them a present? So what present did you bring to Jesus? Uh-oh. You're going to get presents. What's that?
I'm giving you the spirit of Christmas.
The spirit of Christmas. That's a wonderful gift. Wonderful. Now, you're getting presents probably tomorrow, right? But did you think about getting Jesus a present? No? Well, that's what this is all about, really. It's Jesus' birthday, so we want to give him a present. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in a moment. Now, this feast of Christmas, the birthday of Jesus, is only one part of the whole story of salvation. Okay? It's really just the first part of it. Jesus was born. Let me ask you this question. Did Jesus grow up to be a man? He did, that's right. So there's lots of other parts of this story. And we come every Sunday to church so we can hear more of that story. Because it is the most important, wonderful story in the world. So it doesn't stop with Christmas. It's every single Sunday of the year we are celebrating Jesus' birthday, his death, his resurrection, his ascension into heaven, Pentecost. Those are all wonderful feasts. So it doesn't stop here. And one of the things we should be thinking about, and maybe we don't think about it, is how the story ends. And I'm going to show you that. So what's that? Is that all it is, a piece of paper? Well, it doesn't mean anything. Okay, well, let's see. I'm going to fold it, see what we can do with it. Hey, I'm doing the homily. All right, does that mean anything? No, no. All right. I'm being upstaged. Okay. Let's try this. Hey, how about that?
No.
No? All right. I'm going to fold it once more like this. Okay. Does that mean anything? Does that mean anything? No? It looks like a hat, right. But that's not what it's supposed to look like, is it? Okay, well, let's see. So we go like this, and then I can fold it like that, maybe, and then like this. Does that look like, remind you of anything? Well, let me try cutting a piece of it off. Oh, a cross. Well, I didn't know it was going to be a cross, but that's part of the story too. Because look, there it is, the cross. And Jesus was born in order to show us the way to God, and it meant dying on a cross. So that's what we celebrate every Sunday when we come together, not just the birth of Jesus, but also his death, because that happened 2,000 years ago. But because of his death on the cross, and then did he rise from the dead? Yes, he did. And so he destroyed, bang, once and for all, the power of sin and death, so that you and I one day could go to heaven and be with Jesus. Because that's what it's all about. That's what God wants for you and me. Because in heaven, we're going to have peace, real peace, and joy, and justice, and all those wonderful things that we want. So that's what Jesus is all about. So we're celebrating, remembering in a special way, his birth today. But we also have in the back of our minds the fact that he grew up to be a man. He fed people who were hungry. He cured people. He raised people from the dead. And he died on the cross and he rose from the dead. Now, who were the beings who told the shepherds that the baby was born in Bethlehem? Who were those creatures? The angels, that's right. The angels, because God said, go on, go tell everybody the good news. So they went to these shepherds who were poor people and they said, we've got good news for you. A baby has been born in Bethlehem who will save the world. And then, what did the shepherds do? They went, what did they do? They went to see Jesus. That's right. And then they went to tell their friends. They said, hey, angels came and appeared to us to tell us this good news. And so what did they do? They kept spreading it. Now, remember what I said about giving a gift to Jesus? The best gift you can give to Jesus is to tell other people about Jesus, because that's what Jesus wants us to do. So I think that's a really good gift, to tell your friends, to tell your classmates, to tell people in your family that Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior. He was born in Bethlehem. He died in Jerusalem. He rose from the dead. And the reason why we need to tell people about that is because a lot of people, many, many people in the world have not heard about Jesus. So if you know about him, and if I know about him, we have to tell other people. Now, do you think you could do that? You think you, can you imagine yourself going up to your friends and saying, I'm going to pray for you to Jesus because he is God. He's your Savior. Or, do you know about Jesus Christ? Let me tell you about him. We celebrated just this, the other day, this feast of his birth. And we're going to celebrate in a couple weeks the story when three wise men came to visit him. And then we're going to talk about, well, this event and that event. So the more you know about the story of Jesus, the more you can give the gift of faith to other people. So we don't need to wrap up presents for Jesus. All we have to do is live our faith as well as we can and to tell other people about it. So that's the commission. Okay, that's your work. That's my work. That's all of our work in order to do what Christ wants us to do. Okay? Do you think you can do that? Can you do that? How are you going to do that? You're going to pray to Jesus. Excellent. That's perfect. So we're going to pray to Jesus. We're going to tell other people about Jesus. And that's the wonderful gift that you can give to him, right? All right. So why don't you start by going back to your pews and telling your family about Jesus? Hey, a little more excitement. This is great news. Thank you very much. Did a great job. Thank you. Please stand. because this is a special feast and we're talking about the incarnation of Christ, that is becoming a human being, when we get to the line that says, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, we're going to kneel for a moment to remember this wonderful gift that Christ has given us. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us now bring before the Lord our petitions and needs.